This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at Abuja today. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. This is his first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss the further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of Indian community in Nigeria. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro tomorrow on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by the President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During this event, the Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build the outcomes of G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond the vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by the media organization in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the states to garner the support of their party candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is treating the tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing the election meetings at Dumka, Deoghar and Girid, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate the funds for the welfare of the tribals in the state. On the other hand, the Congress President Mallikarjun Khargre alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. The second and the final phase of the voting will take place on the 20th of November, and the counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, the top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favor of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, Prime Minister and the senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of the society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of the governance under the Mahayuti government. The Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress ruled the country for 20 years but never gave respect to Bharat Ratna Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar that he deserved. He addressed the three election meetings in Mumbai, Palghar and Pune. The senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the Congress is an alliance and are fighting to protect the constitution and reservation. He held the rallies in Chandur and Dumgaon Railway Assembly constituencies in Amaravati district and Chimur Assembly constituency in Chandrapur district to campaign for the Mahavikas Agadi candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed their gratitude to all who have added momentum to Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged more people to plant a tree in the honor of their mother and to contribute to a sustainable planet. The Commission of Air Quality Management has directed the concerned authorities implementing a graded response action plan, the GRAP, to give the priority to the identified hotspots of the air pollution in NCR states. The CAQM held a review meeting in New Delhi yesterday to ensure the strict enforcement of GRAP in the NCR region. India has sent the first consignment of about 425 metric ton of food grains and other edible items to Suriname for the social welfare program. India enjoys close, warm and friendly relation with Suriname, reinforced by the cultural and the people of contracts bridged by the Indian diaspora's arrival dating back to 1.5 centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.